You can use crowdsourcing to come up with a new craft beer or to get financing for your new app, but the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Activity, or IARPA, is using it for a far more ambitious purpose, to improve human reasoning. It's called the CREATE program. I spoke with Dr. Steve Reber, the program director, to learn more about it.
Let me start with what the acronym stands for. CREATE stands for Crowdsourcing Evidence, Argumentation, Thinking, and Evaluation. And that pretty much sums up what CREATE is trying to do. What we're trying to do is develop methods that intelligence analysts can use within the U.S. intelligence community to improve the reasoning that they do on complex issues. Reasoning is really the core of the intelligence analyst's job, and what we're trying to do is develop methods to help them do it better.
How can crowdsourcing help an individual with his or her reasoning?
Good question. So crowdsourcing, as you may know, crowdsourcing is a way of combining the labor of many dispersed individuals to produce a single product. And it has particular potential, I think, for helping with reasoning in a couple of ways. One is the division of labor itself means, by crowdsourcing, means that various experts can offer a contribution where they have particular expertise. A second reason that crowdsourcing lends itself well to improving reasoning is that we all know from our informal conversations with others, particularly those who disagree with us, that getting the opposite side, the opposing side, can be very good in getting us to further our own understanding of a complex issue. And a third reason why crowdsourcing may lend itself to reasoning has to do with a phenomenon known as the wisdom of crowds. Very simply stated, the wisdom of crowds is a somewhat paradoxical finding that when you combine through a mechanical means like averaging a number of individual discrete judgments, often the accuracy of the resulting combined judgment is greater than those of the individual ones.
What about those people that have profound insight that cuts through what the average thinking is? And how do you know when you need to be open to that versus what the crowd kind of votes on?
Good question. So CREATE is not committed to using solely the wisdom of crowds. It's open to other crowdsourcing methods, such as you suggest, trying to identify somebody with a particularly good insight on a particular question. So one of the key challenges facing our test and evaluation team in CREATE is to develop ways of measuring the quality of analytic insight or analytic thinking so that it will be possible to reward, for example, those individuals who are doing it well.
And how do you measure analytic insight until you know in the long term how things came out?
Exactly. So one way, as you suggest, is to wait and see what the accuracy of the forecast was. Did we call it right? But in addition to that, a lot is known by cognitive psychologists as well as philosophers about how reasoning goes wrong. So, for example, avoiding fallacies, avoiding cognitive biases, reasoning that takes into account the opposing view and the arguments for it and responds to it adequately would be an example of the good reasoning that we're trying to achieve.
And a lot of people confuse cause and effect.
Exactly, yeah. So there are, we can all come up with examples where reasoning has gone awry. And CREATE is, well, it's trying to do more than just simply keep people from making mistakes. It's trying to raise the overall quality of intelligence analysts' reasoning.
We're speaking with Dr. Steven Reber, program manager for the CREATE program at the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Activity. Let me ask you about this in the programmatic sense. First of all, sure. Who is the crowd? If you have some set of intelligence signals, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. You obviously can't put that out at the local campus and say, hey, tell us what you think of this. What is the crowd population that you're able to tap?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. So there actually are two answers to that question. CREATE, as I don't think I mentioned this, but it's a research and development program. So one answer to the question of who the crowd is the crowd will consist of what we call human subjects, that is volunteer participants, who want to sign up with one of the research teams to try to improve their judgment by using the methods that the team is developing. That's the first answer. The second answer...
And those people will be from within the intelligence community?
Actually not. Most of those will come from outside, as they did with our ACE program, which recently concluded. That was the crowdsourcing forecasting program that IARPA launched a few years ago. But the second part of the answer is that once the tools are developed through CREATE, if they prove successful, there's no guarantee of that, but if they are, then we will try to, as we say, transition them into the intelligence community, where intelligence analysts within an agency or even across agencies can constitute the crowd.
So you have a crowd of people. What is it that they will look at, and what will they do with it?
Yeah. The crowd in the R&D phase will look at problems that we're now in the process of writing. So on some of these problems in the earlier phases of
These are hypothetical problems?
Exactly. So the earlier ones are hypothetical problems. In later phases, we'll be expecting the crowd to reason their way through complex real issues, which are much more complicated to evaluate because you can't decide in advance, say, who the good sources are and what the untrustworthy sources are.
So give me an example of the type of problem, first of all, hypothetical.
Yeah. An example would be, say we have some information about two countries, two neighboring countries. They could be in the earlier phase, two hypothetical countries.
Or North and South Korea might be a good one.
Yeah, for example, there are lots of pairs of countries that you might identify as examples. And say there's some information, and it appears, at least to some people looking at that information, as though hostilities are increasing between those two countries. So a CREATE question might be, is war about to break out between these two countries? Where CREATE differs from our earlier forecasting program, ACE, is that ACE sought to obtain simply accurate probabilistic forecasts about a question like that. CREATE sets itself a much harder problem, and that is to help people improve not just the forecast, but the reasons for and against, the understanding of the complex issues surrounding it.
And how will that wisdom derived from that crowd be matched up with what the analysts whose job it is to tell ultimately the president the answer to that question?
Good. CREATE is trying to develop methods which we hope will be adopted by the intelligence community. So just to be clear, it's not part of the thinking behind CREATE. It's not part of our thinking that intelligence analysts will draw on people outside of the intelligence community to inform their judgments. Rather, the idea is that the CREATE R&D will use those volunteers to develop methods which the intelligence analysts can use themselves.
So that at some point in the future, there will be a training component of this that is derived from what you learn through CREATE.
Training can certainly be part of it. However, unlike some programs, a number of other projects that seek to improve human judgment, training is meant to be a fairly small component of CREATE. The idea is rather to develop useful tools, online methods that intelligence analysts can adopt with minimal training.
These online tools, or what will they be, like expert systems, or what form will they take?
Good. So CREATE has two main aspects, and we left quite a lot of latitude to the proposers, the people who submitted proposals on both of these. One is the crowdsourcing, and the other is what we call structured techniques. Crowdsourcing, we've already discussed. Structured techniques take many forms. Some of them are qualitative. For example, analysis of competing hypotheses involves creating a matrix and putting in your evidence and your hypotheses. That's one that the intelligence community currently uses. Other techniques involve numerical judgments, such as Bayesian techniques. So the idea behind CREATE is to take crowdsourcing on the one hand, structured techniques on the other, mesh them together in innovative ways to enable groups of people to improve their reasoning on complex questions.
That matching up, though, comes later down the line.
Actually, no. Early on, the performers, that's our IARPA term for the researchers, the research teams, they have... They need not, in phase one, involve crowds, but they're permitted to. So some of the performers actually plan to involve groups and structured techniques right from the get-go.
Dr. Steve Reber is the program director of the CREATE program at the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Activity. Find a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.